We're in Neo Perikei Pasuk Yud Beis, and Eliphaz has been describing the greatness of God. He says, if I were in your shoes, I'd seek out God, because God is so great. He does tremendous things. He gives rain. He brings up those that are down, and Hashem helps everyone. And we're up to Pasuk Yud Bet. Mefer machshevot arumim velo ta'asena yedeihem tushiya. Hashem, with his Ashgacha, he undoes the thoughts of those that are plotting, and their hands don't succeed in doing that which they plotted to do. Lochid chachamim be'omam niftalim nimhara. And Hashem captures, so to speak, he entraps those wise people who try to use their cunning to trick others. Hashem causes their cunning to entrap themselves, and the plot of those that are stubborn is quick to return in their own faces. Yomam yifageshu choshech v'chalayla yimasheshu v'tzahorayim. In the day, they meet up with darkness. Yeah, they end up messing up in things that others say, hey, how'd you mess up on that? Yomam, in the day, yifageshu choshech, they mess up on something obvious. V'chalayla yimasheshu b'tzoraim. And even though it's a time of tzoraim, that the light is clear, there's light overhead for everyone, they end up being mimashesh. They search, they seek out, like a blind person, like a person in the night. V'chalayla, and like one who's traveling at night, yimasheshu, they have to feel their way around b'tzoraim, at a time when it's fully light. Meaning that this is again a repetition of the same thought, that it's something which anyone else would say it's obvious. Don't do that, and they're going to mess up on something that's obvious, because God is watching over to ensure that they mess up. So again, Eliphaz is describing God's greatness, and he says God takes care of those who try to harm others, and he undoes their plots, and he makes them fall over their own cunning, their own plots. They entrap themselves, and then they find themselves stumbling over things that are obvious to others. Vayosha mecherev pihem umiyad chazak evyon. And when Hashem causes them to stumble and to err, so Hashem really is saving the person who they wanted to cut down. Yeah, Vayosha Mecherev, Hashem saved from the sword, which was really mipihim, from the mouths of these wicked people. So their mouths, like David HaMelech says, like Shlomo says, sometimes the mouth could be a very sharp sword. So Hashem, when he causes these people to err, he saves the people who they were trying to harm. Hashem saves them from the sword of these wicked people's mouths. Umiyad Chazak. And so Hashem saves the Evyon, the impoverished one, Miat Chazak, from a person who is technically stronger than him. Vatehi ladal tikvaha veolataha kafitzapiha. And so, when Hashem entraps the wicked, so then there's a hope for the poor. Vatehi ladal tikva, then the poor have hope. The olata, and here there are different understandings in the word volata. It shows up in our davening. We say it many times in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ve'olasa kofzo piyo. The olata, the avla, the iniquity, the sinful doers. Kafetza piya has to shut their mouths. They cannot continue harming others. So he says, you see how great is Hashem's Ashgacha. You know what's happening here. You said, how could it be that bad things are happening? What life if he's not controlling it? Why God bother giving life if at the end of the day I'm suffering so? So he says, wait a second. Who do you think you are? You think you'd do a better job? And if I were in your shoes, I'd ask God for help, because look at how much he helps people. Look at how good he is. And look at how he watches over and he destroys the wicked and gives hope to the impoverished. There's Achim here, we'll have to pick up next time.